Nice.
Wow.
What did you do? Well, obviously he said it in my native language, not English. At the time we were still, you know, never mind. Anyways.
Yeah, I just realized I wasn't recording.
All right. Awesome.
I am awesome.
Good work.
Yeah, it's all good now.
And I guess now we're actually recording.
Yeah, you're listening to RDS Radio.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to RDS Radio. We're just now turning on the recording. We've been talking for about 10 minutes now, but
Yeah,
good job.
Got me.
We're talking about floating through the veins.
Yeah, we're talking about Flexi's crazy video, which I think he accomplished what he wanted, which is basically, what the hell did I just watch, type of thing.
I don't know about that.
When I first watched it, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, no, I was there, and yeah, it was
MSI to various, and what can you really have? I mean, it was very well edited, and as usual from Flux.
Oh, right, I
wasn't really expecting any less. But it was just kind of really out there, kind of messed up action video that had, like, weird sex themes all over the place.
Yeah.
And
I think it's comparable almost to our favorite video of last week, which was the Honkations video, in that it seemed to be a total fan video. I mean, he was basically just like, you know what, I'm a big MSI fan, I just want to make a crazy MSI video, and he pulled it off very well, and I've watched it multiple times, and it only seems to get better every time, and any video that can incorporate footage from Mr. Show is okay in my book, so.
Alright.
Yeah, I get a very enthusiastic thumbs up.
I give it a thumbs up as well, so.
Alright.
I actually haven't seen it yet.
So really?
That's another thumbs up, and nothing from P-Wolf, again.
As usual.
I don't download videos. I'm a jerk.
And, that's all I do things. Grace says you should not swear at her sister, Brett.
I didn't swear. I called her a woman with bad attitude.
All right. Okay. Anyways. All right. Let's see. We have a couple more videos here, but I don't know if I want to review this next one. Alright, I'll review this next one. Before we get into the theme for tonight, I guess, I'll review this next one. It's called In the Case of Rei Ayanami. I don't think...
Didn't watch it.
Yeah, P-Wolf and Brad haven't seen this.
No, I haven't seen it.
But it's a big throwback to Ava videos and Rei character profiles, because being the Rei obsessive person that I am, I used to be obsessed with Rei, and not anymore.
Whatever, man.
I'm not anymore.
Whatever.
I'm staring at this wall scroll right in front of me, and I just don't get anything from it anymore. It's just, it's just
You don't get hot anymore. You're
no,
like,
well, I'm warm right now because it's warm in my room. I have like multiple fans going, but it's still not making me cold. Anyways, but this video, it brought back a lot of Ava to me because, well, of course, not only does it use the video source of Rei and Ava, but it also uses one of the theme songs. Her theme song, actually, is called Rei 1.
Does it show
Ava soundtrack? So, I mean, it's not very original. But
does the video show how damaged Rei is?
No. Shut up. You bastard. But if you're a fan of Rei or you wanted kind of like a nostalgic feel when you're watching an Ava video, this I would kind of recommend this. But other than that, it's not outstanding in any way. But
it's
an okay video. I give it a so-so. I don't know if I could, like...
How about an unenthusiastic thumbs up?
It's not, though. It's not really a thumbs up. It's not really a thumbs down. It's kind of a middle, where I kind of, like, put
my thumb to the side.
My thumb to the side. There you go. So, there you go.
Alright.
Yeah. So
sounds like
awesome.
A winner.
Yeah, not really. As you can see, we didn't really have many choices for this week.
You mean you?
No.
Didn't have many choices.
Yeah, I didn't. God damn.
Okay, well, here's a question.
It just made me realize just how many bad videos there are.
Here's a question. This the guy that made the video. He's an Aussie. His name is Dimitri something.
What's his name? His name.
Dimitri.
Oh, his name on the
86.
Dimix 86.
Now, here's a question. Based off this video, he seems to be relatively new. He's made 4 videos, but his first one was the very very end of 2005. Would you say that this guy has potential? Based off this video?
Based off this video, I can't really say anything.
Really?
It's very, very simple, the way it's edited. It's just mostly straight cuts, crossfades. I mean, the concept itself wasn't really that,
groundbreaking
original at all.
Yeah.
I liked it because, you know, I'm a Murray fan in some way still, to a certain degree. But other than that, maybe. Okay. I might watch something from him again if I see it on the AB announcements, but as of right now, I don't really know.
Alright.
Anyways, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and play a couple more songs here. Then we will get into the theme for tonight, which, yeah, you'll see it.
Awesome.
So we got 2 songs here, one from FC and one from Krat. They're interchangeable people anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Trust me, they are. Here you go.
Come out with your hands on your head. Turn the rap music off and step away from the stereo. Put the rap album down. The MC Hammer alone.
Guns don't kill people, robbers do. Ask any politician and they tell you it's true. It's a fact, music makes you violent. Like Michael Jackson telling little Timmy to be silent. You don't believe me? Here's my hype. Offer me the record and I'll show you the type of criminal. This rap shit is breathing. It's a fact that MC Hammer left me bleeding. Vanilla Ice made my mother say fuck. If I stuck with UB40 then I would have been in luck. But I didn't. I got it wrong. Cypress fucking Hill told me to make a fucking bomb, but I stacked it. I bought another tape. The power by snap made my cock and balls ache. So remember, kids, to the head double tap. Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. I seen it in a documentary on BBC 2. Shot the death outside hypervalue. Guns blazing like Michael Caine in Zulu. Government statistics are sometimes misleading. The type of criminal rap is breathing. Shot in the chest, no wonder you stop you breathing. 2-4 the base of a lie you're receiving. Remember rap tracks in 87. Scott LaRock's up in hip-hop heaven. Biggie and Tupac R.I.P. Even Jam Master J's in the cemetery.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. I'm a fucking rapper and I might kill you. As a rapper, I'm teaching you a lesson. AK-47 to Smith & Wesson. Just say no, just like Sambo. Bulletproof vest to guns and ammo. Hip-hop gangster tripping. Even Eminem's in the pistol whipping. Side Cluedo, murder one. PTD J-Lo in a nightclub with a gun. It's Snoop Dogg now, what's the best of cap? Guns don't kill people, it's just crap.
1-2, your face, my shoe. My name's Mike Balls and I'm coming through. Gun crime, stabbing and burglarization is on the rise all across the nation. The safety's off when the pistols aim. The Addies and the Mafia always get blamed. Politicians are shame and they haven't got a clue. Rap is more deadly than fucking Kung Fu.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. From Bristol Zoo to B&Q. I wanna rap, I wanna rhyme. Heard it in a song, now I'm into gun crime. This is sign of the times, like Prince changing his name. Gotta have a shooter to be in the rap game. Like Michael Ryan about to snap. Guns don't kill people, it's just rap.
Guns don't kill people, rappers do. Guns don't kill people, rappers do.
guns. Robbers. I love you, Mom. I love you, Dad.
This is an advert for RDS Radio. You'll want to listen up for RDS Radio. You know you love Coop and Atom X2 and sometimes P-Wolf because he's so amazing. RDS Radio. 847.
A is for apple. B is for balloons. C is for crayons. D is for drum.
Like the program here, it is in a nutshell.
Adams. As an H knife, you better tune in or run for your life. Cut will fucking kill you, and your next of kin will bust a cap in you if you don't listen in. AMVs, interviews, callers on the phone. You think you're hardcore, but you just go home. Rape with metal penises and corn. You're gonna wish that you were never born. You think you'll compete, but you will just lose. Coop tangles leave you battered and bruised. So shut the fuck up and listen to me, ho. It's now the time for RDS Radio.
Hey, we're back.
Hey. Hi.
Yo.
What?
Hey, welcome back to RDS Radio.
Wait, were we gone?
Yeah, we were gone for a little bit.
What? I've been talking.
There was some music playing from another station. I don't know where that came from.
It's
weird.
Was there anything good playing? Did you guys decide to play some good music for a change so the crap dude, you guys always play?
Dude, I don't choose the music. I play whatever.
The music
people.
Chooses you.
Yeah. Yeah.
In
and,
Soviet Russia,
this
music chooses you.
This is MJ, Mexican Junior, that we've picked up.
Hello, everybody.
And he's
now MJ. What village from Mexico are you like in Mexico? Are you actually from?
It didn't have a name. I was just kind of like on a dirt road. I just kind of dropped off there. There was no postal code.
That's
okay.
Awesome. Why would you say something like that to me, Brad?
Yeah,
I'm just wondering, your genuine ethnicity here, you know?
Why are you being such a jerk? It's not like I made a video that competed against yours or anything.
Yeah, why?
You know, it's not like,
It's not like he was asking what type of lawnmower you use or anything.
The racism is already starting, Jesus.
I mean, I understand that you've had a long day picking tomatoes and that you're kind of tired, but, you know, you don't need to get sassy.
Oh, by the way, Coop, what was that native language you said you were speaking with your brothers whenever you were...
It's a bunch of clicking noises. I don't really know
sorry.
How to say
it. I didn't know you came from, you know, Angola or whatever African that was.
Oh, my God. Anyways. Oh, yeah, we were going to do the theme for tonight. And the theme happens to be... trailer videos. Yeah, we're talking about those trailer videos.
Trailers
that you get.
Yay, I like
movies,
trailers. Yay.
And then you put anime to them. Anyways, the classic AMV actually ties into this, which from the four of us actually, we thought that one of the oldest ones and most memorable ones that we can think of. The Ava to episode 1.
Yeah, that was the first one that I remember seeing. And
that's the first one that I have ever seen of that trailer type.
I mean, whether or not it's the first one, it's probably not, but that's just... And that's...
It's probably the one that brought it into popularity, I think.
Yeah, probably.
And
brought
if you
it
guys
into the
heard
subconscious
this one,
of the AMV community.
Yes, Brad DeMoss made this video.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people probably don't like him anymore.
Well, obviously Coop does, because he likes to be put in the
shut
spotlight.
Up, man. But, when I first got into AMVs, I had never heard of anything like this until I saw his video. And ever since then, it has obviously evolved into a lot more parodies, and some of them are serious type trailers and all that stuff. And I don't know, I just ever since that one, I've seen a few other good ones, but other than that, I don't really care for the whole genre of trailer videos.
Yes, I mean, it's kind of funny that you say, you know, it's kind of evolved, because honestly, if anything, I think it's probably the least, like, of all the genres of AMVs, that's probably the least evolved one, because you know, you look at the episode 1 trailer, and then, you know, something that could get released this week, and they're not that different in terms of, like, concept and execution. I mean, I haven't seen that many AMV, you know, trailers that break out of that mold, you know, like, kind of casting a character so-and-so, lip-syncing, and, you know...
Well, I think... I think that kind of goes into all kinds of AMVs, though, not just trailers. I mean, if you look at videos from, you know, 4 or 5 years back and look at them now, there's not really that much difference. It all goes into the concepts and what kind of trailer you're making. I mean, if you can still come up with a clever concept as far as matching a movie to an anime you wouldn't think of, it still works out well. I mean,
right. What I was getting at is that I see many more clever concepts when it comes to drama videos, comedy, you know, action, those kind of videos, whereas it's really rare to see any kind of clever concept in a trailer video.
The most clever concepts that I could think of for the trailer videos were people create their own trailers using the anime and clips from the anime.
Stake Slim, basically.
Well, yeah, there's one, so did, like, all last year. One, the Grand Stream last year.
Yeah, or
yeah, Toys was good.
Fluxy's the Grand Theft Vice City. That's a great example of a clever concept, but that it's just not outside of a few.
Metro's bringing up that one where the people did their own voiceover work. I think that was Voices of Ryan.
Yeah, that's, Voices of Ryan. Yeah,
I absolutely hated that video. I mean, it was a good idea, but like, it just the storyline that they were trying to portray just made no sense at all. I was like, this is a movie I wouldn't want to see, so why am I watching a parody of a movie I would never watch to begin with? Awful. And then I threw it in the trash because I was so mad.
My problem with trailers is that, you know, with AMVs, you're watching it to be, I don't know, you're watching it for the content and for its entertainment value. When you're watching a trailer, the point of a trailer is so you watch, it makes you want to see something, not necessarily the trailer itself, you know? The trailer is there.
I don't know.
There.
Sometimes the trailer, I mean, for some movies, the trailer is better than the actual movie.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the trailer is to make it seem
make you want to watch
advertising. It's an advertising scheme, not necessarily the point of entertainment.
Right, and I think it all, like I said, it all goes back to the concept. If you can come up with something really clever and unique, you know, that'll make the trailer all that much better. Like, I can think of the old, like, You Choose Sam's Arrest trailers. Some of his were really good, like the Eva Man one.
Yeah, whatever.
Kiss of the Bebop.
Well, the Eva Man trailer was, once again, it was a clever concept, and, you know, it was, for the time, anyway, it was original, but it's, like I'm saying, I mean, there's just not that many standout videos in terms of, based on the sheer number of, you know, of trailers that gets put out, you know, the percentage of ones that really, you know, are different and clever as opposed to just going by the same old standard formula is just, it just makes the whole thing seem old. I don't know.
Well, I think what it is I don't think we watch as many trailers as we probably should in order to really make a determination whether they're getting any better or worse.
Maybe.
Do you really download that many trailers?
No.
That's a good point. For this, but I'm not going to comment.
I mean, let's just, for example, take a look at the ones that have won, like, BCAs in the past. Did any of those really stand out to you at all? Like, I think one of them was that Naruto Matrix one that happened, that they had.
Naruto Matrix.
Yeah, that was last year.
That didn't stand out to me at all.
Didn't? Oh, okay.
I didn't even watch it.
Let's take this year's example, the Living in Sin Requiet one.
See, that one
was
like
good.
Sheerly,
that one was really good.
That one I like sheerly for the artistic and technical
value. But not
the artistic value. But in terms of the concept, I mean, it was, I don't know, it wasn't really all that, at, you know, groundbreaking. He was taking the concept of the original one, and then he once again he just kind of cast his own characters.
Yeah, but I thought he did a good job of
knocking
at my door. I thought they did a really good job of, like, you know, changing the colors, making it match the movie.
Right.
I did a really good job with that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm admittedly not a very big fan of Requiet's videos, but that one I was definitely.
Is it because you just don't like the guy, or is it?
No, his. Well, I mean, his
Requiet is a little bit on the crazy weird side, but.
A little bit, but I'm just not that big of a fan of his videos in general. But that one I can say that I
now,
did
you know what, that's personal bias right there.
Man. you're right.
Because his videos are actually really good. I mean, I don't really know the guy personally, but I'm sure he probably is a dick to people on the forums. But he makes some pretty good stuff.
Okay.
And that Living in Sin video was, I thought, really well made, especially since I think he dubbed a lot of the lines.
Yeah, he did, actually. He was showing me how he was making that stuff. And
yeah.
I was impressed when he was making it. And it is a good trailer, but the whole concept of trailers still, it's nothing I would flock to when I would go watch an AMV. Like, when I'm watching AMV contests, like, in a convention...
Do you just zone
I usually,
out trailer,
Yeah,
you know?
I usually don't
go
care when all these... trailer parodies come up, and I'm like, okay.
Really? Do you go to the bathroom and say?
I would
if I. This is what I think of the trailers, and then you pee all over.
Exactly. If I could do that, I probably would.
No. He doesn't go to the restroom. He just goes up to the screen.
I just go to the screen.
He just pulls out.
Thank
Like, trailers pee. Oh. Yeah.
They go together, like, you know.
Blows in a socket.
Trailers and pee.
Marshmallows.
Put together.
Like, it's kind of like a s'more.
All right.
So, anyways.
Metro
wanted to mention his Pokemon Never Die trailer, which I remember from a long time ago. It was actually pretty decent. Lots of masking in that one.
That was pretty good. I'm not saying all trailer videos are bad. Just that the whole concept isn't really that great. And it's like, okay. Good job for making a trailer video that I probably will only watch once and never watch again.
Jeez.
Sorry. This is how
jerk,
it is.
Man.
I'm
You're
sorry.
A jerk.
I'm sorry.
This is how it is. I'm
that's,
just a jerk.
That's how
Live
it is.
With
okay.
It.
I'm going to put my foot down jerk. And that's how it is. All right. And speaking of which, there are two new trailers that came out this week, actually. That's why we're doing that.
You're going to review them.
And
them
one
the
of them happens
up,
to be Peewolf's.
Is Peewolf still here?
Peewolf makes videos?
Speak up, man. Sucks.
Yeah, Peewolf is there. It was a Scribe video, trailer Ooh. Video to the X-Men 3 trailer, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
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 Man, when did you start making videos, dude?
last month.
Really? Hey, Peewolf, I've been meaning to ask you, what's the name of that song at the beginning?
God damn it. I hate you.
What? I
was
going to
ask him what the name of that song at the beginning of his Gundam Wing video was, because, like, God, I love that song. I can't remember what it is.
Wow.
I hate you.
Anyways, we were reviewing Peele's video. I just like I said, I watched it once when I first downloaded it. It was kind of okay. I mean, some of the lip syncing was kind of off.
Is it on the org? Here, I'll go download it and tell you how bad it is.
Go for
it. And the audio wasn't really that great. I don't know what was the deal.
You know what?
That.
I don't know what's up with that. The uncompressed version I have sounds really nice on my speaker system, but the compressed version,
Yeah, it's weird. It's kind of like the voices are really low, and I could barely hear that guy that was screaming. And overall, I don't know. Phil, I'm going to have to give it a thumbs down. I'm sorry, man.
That's fine. That's cool.
Thumbs down.
I've
seen good trailer videos from you, Phil, and this just was not up to par. I'm sorry.
I have to agree, actually. I don't like it as much as the
Sire Last Stand or Scryde or whatever.
Yeah, The Last Stand.
Is that one? Oscar's
Last
Stand.
Yeah, I'm
going to
have
to... Okay, let me download this.
I will at least give it a unenthusiastic thumbs down. It's better than a really enthusiastic thumbs down where I'm like, boo! No, I mean, it's just like, I kind of don't like it. You know what I mean?
Well, what was wrong with it?
It was, it was just the same formula. That.
Well,
and it's
people have made it, so
that and it's Scryde.
Yeah, you still like Scryde.
I really don't like Scryde videos. One thing I will commend you on, which doesn't have anything to do with editing, but your encode looked gorgeous for a 33 megabyte file, and at that resolution. So.
All right.
And if I recall correctly, somebody already did a Scryde X-Men trailer, but
I know it's been
done.
It has.
That was the first movie.
The first
that was
one.
For the
See, I didn't know that.
X-Men 1, X-Men 3,
just, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly, you know. Let's see, what's the next one? The next one is...
Ad Vendetta.
Now, I just downloaded this today, and I had been actually avoiding to watch any Final Fantasy Advent Children videos. I just know that 99% of them are horrible. I just know.
Ouch.
And I don't really want to have to watch all that crap. But anyways, this was actually pretty good, considering that the CG had to be lip-synced, and CG is not easy to lip-sync.
Yeah, you can't. Well, and I don't think he pulled it off very well.
Yeah, I don't think he did either.
He didn't do it very well. Like, but for some scenes where he actually was able to, it worked out pretty well. But, I mean, overall, it was okay. It's just in one of those trailers again. I just kind of watch it once and then we'll never see it again. I mean,
kinda
I guess...
Like kind of like all the videos you download.
That's not true. I watch other videos more than once.
Your own.
But trailer videos, I hardly ever watch more than once. And this falls
you wake up
category.
Every day and you're like, oh, I think
I did like
right
the audio
now.
Of the trailer. I mean, I was excited to kind of watch it. I'm like, oh, I want to see V for Vendetta now, but I didn't really care to see the Final
you
Fantasy
seen it? That's
movie.
A good movie.
One thing I did like about it was the his text at the end for the Ad Vendetta was done really well.
Yeah, that was nice.
Mm-hmm. I liked that a lot, but overall, it was just, I mean, it was good editing, but probably not something I'm going to watch more than once.
Yeah.
So.
You know.
But on the subject of trailers, and specifically ones using CG, I saw a video this week. It's not technically an AMV, but, you know, it goes along with what we're talking about. It was actually a video that was edited with Toy Story 2, and the guy created his own trailer audio using, basically... It's called Toy Story 2 Requiem, and he used audio from Requiem for a Dream to make a trailer to Toy Story 2, and I was actually really damn impressed, because there's actually quite a few parts where he lip-syncs, and it actually looks really good. I just linked the URL in the chat room, and yeah, I sent it to Liz, and yeah, she said it's really good, so that is something you guys might like to check out, and yeah.
All right, maybe I will check it out.
Yeah, I'll give that a look.
I enjoyed it.
And anyways, on that note of crappy trailers, I'm going to go ahead and play some more music. We got one from Reyna and one from Angel X03. So here we go.
Yeah. Picture this. One day, you're walking down the street, and off in the distance you see this fine girl. She walks the walk, perhaps even talks the talk. She has an ass so tight that you could bounce a quarter off of it to the moon in these short shorts, shorter than the shortest shorts you've ever seen in your life. You approach wanting to grab a fine piece of that, but then you get too close and she turns around, and it's not a girl at all, but Adam X. Hot damn. RDS Radio. Don't worry, Casey. You got milk. RDS Radio.
Naked. Oh, yeah.
You know you just said that on air.
Naked. Yeah. Wrestling.
Yeah, naked wrestling.
With my brothers.
Dude, shut
in my
up.
Native language.
You know,
your language.
You did it. You've done it.
Not naked.
Yeah, you have.
Like you.
Dude, you were in oil and... together.
Together.
Awesome.
No.
Yeah. Hi guys, we're back.
Hey, are we?
Yeah, we actually are.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
I came back right when you were saying naked.
Naked. Yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about stuff that Coop does not like, and the only thing he does like is WWF 80.
Yes.
The American
wrestler. Good old times with his brother.
Hulkamania.
Yeah, Hulkamania. Anyways.
Pretending to be the Iron Sheik.
Through the veins.
Dude, I totally watch that stuff. That's why I knew who, like, Randy Savage and all that.
Everybody knows who Randy Savage is.
Yeah, God. You make God, it sound like he's some unknown.
He's like,
yeah, he's totally
he's
unknown.
He's like his under. He's like his underground.
Underrated
you know.
Guy. Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways.
We have
two more videos.
Two more videos, right? To go through. The last new release that we're reviewing is "Remember Me."
Yeah. Altruistic Chrono.
Yeah. The member of DZX Studios.
Is he the only other one? Is it just him and Prodigy?
No. There's a bunch of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it one of those 10 people studios that...
Could be. I don't know. I mean, there are a lot of...
Those are getting out of hand, and you know why.
I know, and you know what?
Because
and they all have
you, Coop.
And they all have three letters.
They all have three letters.
No way, man. Dude,
now everybody wants to have a 10-person studio with
these
maybe
four
good editors and a bunch of people.
Before RDS, and you know
it's like RDS.
There was never this many people in one studio until
yes,
you
there were.
And
yes,
Lee
there
decided
were.
To be jerks.
Let's
get 25 people together and we'll make a big studio.
Even if we
are, so cool.
Then we could be seen as trendsetters.
And it would have been cool if you had gotten like a bunch of good editors. But
who are you making fun of?
Oh, I'm part of that, man. What the hell are you doing?
It was a merger, man. A merger.
You took all the DSS rejects. You took all the RVC rejects. Threw them all
you didn't
together
say anything about this when we merged, man. So it's your fault too.
Dude, you were all like, man. That's
totally
like, that sounds cool, man. Yeah.
Oh man, no. I was like, oh come on, don't do this, Coop. Don't do this.
No, shut up, man.
And you were like, no, I'm gonna
do
it. Cause
I didn't put a gun to your head.
Because I make Euphoria.
Euphoria. You didn't make Euphoria. You don't have
to
make
the
rules,
man.
What
have
you done? I made the piano key necktie.
Yeah, and you notice that all the studios have three letters?
They're all three letters.
DSS, RDS, CBR,
ESP,
freaking RVP,
MTBN, VH1. God.
VH1.
MTV.
Right.
ABC,
it's all the rage now, man. And
fine. We're gonna from now on we're just gonna be called Random Destination. That's it.
RD.
No
RD
S.
Radio.
RDR. RD Radio.
Yeah, because that just rolls off the tongue. Random Destination. That's me, buddy.
Ouch.
All right. Anyway,
okay,
back to what we're talking about.
We're talking about Altruistic Chronos video. Remember?
Yeah.
It is an FF8 video. To the best song in the world. No, I'm just kidding. It's
Letting Go by
Brad's
Jeremy Camp.
No, it's Aqua Sky's favorite song.
Absolutely. She loves it.
Yeah, she loves it because she got to use it for the Iron Chef tournament.
The final match.
Yeah, the final match against...
the Sabotage
Who was that sabotaging person? What's her name?
Miss Elephant?
Oh, yeah, her. Yeah. Now we all know how she wins.
Is that who was in the finals?
Yeah, it was Liz versus Aqua Sky.
I thought Alan was in the finals.
No, she lost to Aqua Sky.
Wasn't it Alan and SSJVRG then?
No.
27?
No, they were in the same freaking bracket, you noob.
Yeah, they both lost.
Oh, man. I'm totally out of the loop. Once I got ejected, I was like,
screw this, man. I'm out of here.
Pretty much. I think that's pretty much everybody's attitude. That's why nobody knows who won anymore.
Yeah,
that's
my attitude.
So
I
was in the finals.
Anyways.
Hey, I kept watching it, but I had $20 on the line, so.
Yeah, how's that working out for you?
I got $40.
All right.
And I used it.
To get
it's
what?
I got a weekend with Kasanzi.
All right.
Awesome. Hot. All right. He used it to buy a bigger monitor so he could watch his own videos.
Bastard.
oh man. Alright, anyway.
Going off topic again.
Yeah, alright.
His FFA video.
Chrono. Yeah, and
what are your thoughts, Brad?
Apparently I helped him with this video. He thanked me in his profile, and I don't remember doing anything to that. But he says that I sent him some virtual dub filters. And
I remember when you did that.
I remember that. Was that one night. You're talking to people, being helpful.
Yeah.
Because you are a helpful guy. It's
not
like
the most helpful.
I normally consider myself to be pretty helpful, but I don't remember sending anything to this guy. But apparently I did, and yeah. So he made this video, and it's not bad. It's got a pretty crappy song.
It was all right.
It was all right. I mean,
are you just being nice because your name is in the credits?
No.
See, I'm saying it's all right. My name is not in the credits anywhere.
Yeah.
That's because you're trying to be opposite to.
I'm also not saying that it's the best video I've ever seen. Yeah.
So you're saying it's the best video you've ever seen?
Yeah. Anyways.
To me, it was just another one of those FF8 videos set to rock music. It was nothing really special.
Much.
I mean, it was edited well.
It had good emotion, you know. And
other than that, there's nothing really special to it.
All right. Well, while you guys are talking about that, I'm going to watch Peebles' video so I can see how bad it is.
Go ahead.
Do it.
But I'm going to give it a so-so rating again.
Yeah, I'll give it an unenthusiastic thumbs up.
Wow, what a surprise.
If you like,
so-so rating.
Sorry. I mean, it wasn't horrible that I would give it a thumbs down and that send it to hell or anything. But
I mean,
it was
the worst part about it is the song. I mean, other than that, I mean, the editing is good. I mean, I think he has a lot of potential as an editor, but probably not the video that he's going to be remembered for. Haha, get it? Remember me?
Yeah. When I first saw that title, I thought it was going to be Extra Noah's Vid all over again. Remember Me, the Air video with all those crazy After Effects. Anyways, it wasn't anything like that, and it wasn't, at least it wasn't like Noise.
Oh God, yeah.
If you guys know what we're talking about, it's this really.
We should review that next week.
No.
You
not gonna review a really horrible FF8 video.
All right.
I mean, if I wanted to do that, I'd just review one of yours.
Oh, ouch!
Take that.
Oh,
like that? You want me to twist it?
It kind of makes me want to run away.
Shut up.
Shinji.
Alright, anyways. The last video we're going to talk about is the indie video.
The one that's been out for a while, but hasn't really received as much recognition as it deserves.
And I actually played the song earlier for this. It was Muse. It was a Muse song, and it happens to be the name of the video as well. It's called Butterflies and Hurricanes, set to Last Exile. And that was created by
Matt Page,
also known as Fallout 161 on the org. And this guy
needs to come back and edit more.
Yes, he does. I have, ever since his first video, which I saw back in 2002, which was an Angelic Layer video, I knew he had potential to be a really good editor.
That was a freaking badass video.
And even then, that Angelic Gear Perfect video that he made is still pretty damn good. I mean,
it's my favorite.
Technically, it's not that great. The encoding's really bad. The effects aren't really that amazing or anything, but
he used fan subs.
Yeah,
you know,
and he still uses fan subs. Even in this video, Butterflies and Hurricanes, he still uses fan subs.
Yeah,
and the quality is bad. And this actually won at JCon last year, Best Drama Romance, but it got no attention at all on the org. I think I even said it on AMV Radio last year, but no one watched it anyway. But it's very, very good video. It's cropped all to hell on the side, so you're going to have to use, like, Media Player Classic and change the aspect ratio on that and make it larger. But it's very, very good video. The flow of the whole thing is just awesome. I really fell in love with the song and the anime combination. And I think it's very worth your time to watch, even though
it's
not very that good quality.
Yeah, for me, it's probably my least favorite of his videos. I mean, I like his Mahoro video, his Angelic Layer video, even his Ava video a lot.
Ava
more.
Sandwiches.
Yeah, that's actually a really funny. it's short. It's just, you know, it's just one of those kind of things. But it's another one of those things, kind of like Scryde. I mean, I don't know why I do this, but I just have this thing with Last Exile videos. That for me, they all end up looking the same.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's just, that might not be fair, that might not.
So
I don't
you're
know,
a bastard.
Yeah, I am okay. a bastard. I mean, but and it also doesn't help that I actually haven't seen Last Exile, so I don't
well,
really
I haven't
know the
even
story.
Seen. I haven't seen Last Exile either, but
yeah,
I don't. But I like I, it. I don't know.
I think the only people that have seen Last Exile are Hitori and Flux.
Hitori.
That's all. That's all the videos I ever see is from those two. By the way, I tried to watch your video, people. Yeah, I bailed out about a minute.
See? There you go. Another thumbs down on the trailer videos.
But technically, it was actually... It seemed like it knew what it was doing. I mean...
It knew what it was
I didn't see anything technically wrong with it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I've seen X-Men inscribed
exactly.
before.
Exactly. Yeah. You've seen it before.
Yeah, I've seen that combo before. You All should right. have done something else, like, I don't
Not
know,
scribed.
X-Men and, like, I don't know... Bible
Black or Azumanga. I don't know. I don't think X-Men has been done to Azumanga Daioh yet. I don't know.
I'll do it.
There you go. Do it.
I want it.
Anyways, go download Matt Page's videos, everyone.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Okay.
Very recommended.
I'll still give the video a thumbs up. I mean, it's solid editing. I mean, the song is awesome. It's an amazing song. Muse is a great band. But like I said, I mean, he's a great editor. And
hopefully he'll come
even
back
though,
and make
yeah,
videos. God.
Even though I don't like the video, you know, quite as much as the other ones. I mean, it's still not bad. And that's coming from somebody that, like I said, doesn't really like Last Exile videos that much.
So, all right.
Yeah.
So here we've got two more songs. One is from Infesto, and one's from Metro. I think Infesto tried to hide the fact that he sent in a Britney Spears song. It's toxic. He sent this. So here we go.
Yeah, I like that song. Good choice.
Okay, well, here we go.
Infesto.
Can't you see? I'm calling. A guy like you should put a warning. It's dangerous. I'm flying. There's no escape. I can't wait. I need a hit. Baby, give me it. You're dangerous. I'm loving it. Do anything getting late to give you up.
Asen? Asen?
RDS Radio. Asen?
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. Earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance.
RDS Radio, feeling oh so silky smooth.
That guy wants to talk? That guy make videos?
Dude, we're on air.
Oh. That guy, does that guy make videos? The guy that wants to talk?
I think so. He wants me to call him. I'm going to call him really quick.
Maybe he's got something to say.
Okay, we have...
We're being a jerk to him.
We're going
to
pick up Zero Serenity because he says he has something to say.
All right.
Hello, Zero Serenity.
Dude, I haven't called him yet.
Oh.
I can't find his damn name.
Hey, what's up, Zero Serenity?
Dude,
how you doing?
Shut the hell up. The hell is he? Dude, I can't find your name. Why are you hiding, man?
Is that you, Zero Serenity?
Freak out. There you go. All right. I don't know why we're calling this guy.
What the hell kept you?
Dude, I couldn't find your name. Are you hidden or something?
No, I'm under my first name, bitch.
Yeah, whatever. Alright, what do you want, man? What do you want?
What's up, Zero Serenity?
I don't know.
Why did you want me to call you?
It's like I usually do.
Hey, Zero, hey, did you notice that we put your VG3 video in the extras?
Yes.
Does that make you happy?
No.
That somebody gets to watch it?
I remade it.
I didn't
you did?
It.
You didn't watch his Gundam video?
No,
I didn't.
Why are you guys being jerks to him?
Dude, I didn't really even kind of watch all of Fury 3.
You even mailed me the DVD. I didn't watch the project again.
Hey, Zero, do you hold a grudge against all the VG3 editors or the coordinators because we didn't include your video in the thing?
No, because after I looked back and realized it, it kind of sucked. So I went and redid it.
So you're saying you hate me?
Yes.
Are you saying hate me too?
Ben hates everybody.
That goes without saying, dude.
Whoa.
The cat hates you too.
Anyways,
well, to everybody that got a VG3 DVD, go check out the extras so you can see Zero Serenity's Gundam video or fucking Lady Une and what was the other stuff you had in there?
Don't worry, it got worse. It uses a different track altogether too.
Well, what was that joke at the end of it? Something about half safe.
Half safe Zex, wear a Gundam. It's the oldest joke in Gundam Wing ever.
Okay, yeah. See, that's why it didn't get included.
I don't get it. Well, anyways, thanks for calling, man.
All right.
All right.
Hang on a sec. Do you want the Scream Joe commercial?
What?
Yeah, send it to me later. I will play it next show.
All right.
See ya, man.
Janai.
Goodbye, Zero.
Well, that was
I like
random.
That guy.
That was
let's,
random.
Let's call up a lot of Serenity.
No, shut the hell up, man.
Instead of Zero.
That was dumb.
No, wait, not.
Yeah,
dumb.
It was.
Poor Zero. I feel bad for that guy.
Why?
You know, if Zero, if you're listening, I totally wanted your video to be in the project. I was like totally fighting for it. And
MJ
like,
is typing out to me right Kester, now. No, I totally hate that guy. That guy's gay.
Kester and Flush were like, no way, man. I hate that guy. And I was like, no way. That guy's great. Come on.
There were many heated debates.
Yeah, I totally got shut down, dude. I was totally going to include it. He was going to start.
A lot of tears
start,
shed.
He was going to start the project off, man. It was so,
people died during these debates. Well, anyways, I don't think we have anything else for tonight, so we're going to go ahead and call it a night. Thanks for everyone who listened in, and thanks for our two random callers, and for MJ here for sticking around with us and doing the show.
An actual RDS member on RDS Radio.
Yeah. And me.
Yeah, one of the 75 that we employ.
Employed. And, if you guys haven't gotten your... W-2 forms from 8RDS yet. It's in the mail.
Dude, you have 3 days left, man. What the hell?
Shut up, dude.
Dude, shut up. Lazy.
Dude, they get health benefits.
Really?
No, not really.
No, we get server space.
Yeah. Anyways, see you guys later. Next
Bye.
Week we'll have another show. 10 p.m. Eastern again.
With real topics and real AMVs.
Yes, real topics and real AMVs, because that's what we do. We bash AMVs.
Not an hour full of fart noises.
Dude, Lee isn't here anymore. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.